What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jim Colony played the Steelers win-loss game with us earlier this hour, and a man who popularized the game in Pittsburgh, and when he accepts his Radio Hall of Fame award someday, we'll probably bring this up as one of the things he brought to the zeitgeist of Pittsburgh radio and radio
at large. Don't you mean the Zygest?
Thank you. Predicted 7-10 for the Steelers. Question all over the place on all the networks today was, will this be Mike Tomlin's first losing season? And that spawned into or evolved into what you heard Ryan Clark say, that he's not bullish on the Steelers whatsoever this year, and he thinks Mike Tomlin's voice here has run stale. Now, that was what I like to call a compliment sandwich. There was a lot of nice things said about Tomlin in between the nasty part. There was, he's unfireable.
Every coach is fireable.
Agreed.
If Bill Belichick is fireable, Mike Tomlin is fireable.
Yeah.
If Andy Reid is fireable or part ways withable, Mike Tomlin ain't exempt.
Right. So I don't agree with that either, and that's why I said he couched it by saying, hey, Mike should call his shots because of what he's done for almost 20 years in the NFL. He compared him to Andy Reid and saying he'll win big again if he gets to the right team with the right quarterback, the right situation. But in the middle of that was the nasty part, the criticism of Tomlin, which is his message here, his voice here has gotten stale. He's maxed out. He's peaked as Steelers head coach.
I mean, I think that part is
inarguable.
True. Yeah, that part is true.
And it's just...
But I don't think that the message getting stale is like the even the most accurate criticism all the time. I think the bigger problem is something I don't know if Ryan would admit. I don't know if Mike Tomlin's capable of having his Andy Reid in Kansas City run, because Andy Reid's run in Kansas City was really sparked by him realizing that the quarterback he had there wasn't good enough. And he and Brett Veach, the GM there, straight up for this Mahomes, he's a difference maker. I don't think Mike's capable of that kind of calculation, because he's not the same kind of coach.
And that's why I think, even though it wasn't intended to come off this way, what Ryan said, big overall, like in the trying to, how do I express that Mike is never going to win in Pittsburgh again in a way that still sounds respectful towards the coach that I had when I won a Super Bowl there? And that's saying, yeah, get him to another place, he'll win. But he kept saying, if there's a quarterback there. Like, Ryan knows, he's smart enough to know, and he's not going to, you know, he doesn't want to put a bad opinion out there that hurts his credibility on TV, clearly. He knows that Mike has a serious problem with developing a quarterback, and you can tell does not trust him to do that. You know, Ryan's one of these guys who thinks that Mike screwed up big time not drafting Shedeur Sanders. Believe it or not, he said again on TV today that they should have drafted Sanders 21st overall.
I just wonder how much of that is, like, I don't know if Ryan and Dion are friendly.
I think they are.
I just still think there are a ton of people in the media world who, because Dion is a charismatic dude who's, very much carried sway, and he's been in the media before. I just think people don't want to offend him, or they're always looking to try to soften the blow of the fact that his kid went in the fifth round and was the second rookie quarterback the Browns drafted.
Right, but you could use that same logic to explain or try to come up with a reasons for why Ryan would go on TV and always defend or stick up for Mike Tomlin, and he didn't do that here because of their friendship or relationship with each other.
Well, Mike's been critical, or Ryan's been critical of him in the past too, like in the recent past. I think Ryan's been willing to call it out more and more from Mike when he doesn't like it.
He's essentially saying that Mike's a good coach, except he can't do the most important part of the job well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If he is a quarterback that's in place and is a franchise guy, he could be potentially good or great in that situation. But if he has to do any of the heavy lifting, he's not going to succeed, because look at what's going on here.
It's basically saying if you have what amounts to a turnkey operation but you didn't like your coach, bring in Mike, he'll make it good. That's kind of a shot at him as a coach.
Of course it is.
It should put him a clear rung lower than the Reeds of the world and everybody else, and Reed has a chance, I think, to surpass Belichick ultimately. Like, it's not even for me that Mike is bad at figuring out who the right quarterback is to take. Like, some part of me just still thinks he's, like, stubborn about even feeling like he needs one. He's trying to patch it together with Rodgers this year, hopefully, in his mind, that he can get him here. Like, I just think there's a refusal to accept the awful season that might have to precipitate a quarterback coming here. He definitely hasn't. One thing Ryan said there, and I know you've explained that you think it's his cover and his way of saying what he really thinks by, like, sort of saying it in a nice way. I actually do not think Mike has lost his ability to motivate his guys. He didn't get through to Pickens, but that's a different thing. That's Mike, the I can get the character guys to fall in line. If this team didn't care about his voice, or if it had become stale, are they playing as hard as they did for him down the stretch with Rudolph to go from 7-7 and looking like they were going to finally have a losing season to winning the last three and getting in? The year before that, when they had to rally to have a winning record, like, did that look like a team that quit on the guy? To a man, they all said it mattered to them.
Did they look like a team that was still playing hard this past season, though, in Baltimore?
No, but I also can chalk that up to just they played really, really good teams. But yes, I think he did like kind of watch his team lay eggs. But I think the body of work here the last 3 years, it's still been way more undermanned, under-talented teams somehow claws their way to the finish line than the opposite.
I also think the whole idea that let him go be an Andy Reid somewhere else is pretty misguided, because the last time Tomlin had a quarterback who was elite in his prime, he underachieved. The last 2 years before Ben blew his elbow out, when he blew his elbow out when he was still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They won 13 games but got embarrassed against Jacksonville. I'm sorry. That's not a good season. Yeah, the record looked great. You gave up 45 points in a home playoff game and didn't win a playoff game. Then the next year with Ben and AB together, they didn't even make the playoffs. They collapsed at the end of the year.
I think the problem...
They won 9 games.
The indictment of him is, and I don't hold Roethlisberger in quite the level of esteem you did relative to his peers at that time, but, I mean, he was obviously an upper echelon guy, not the absolute best, but he was in the conversation for next rundown. The problem for Mike, a guy whose reputation was defense, is that when you had made the decision to invest heavily in your offense because you had the quarterback, so you were going to get all these high, not high picks, but you had all this firepower, the converse there, or the flip side, had to be your defensive-minded coach was going to take maybe a younger, less expensive defense and get more out of them. You know what I mean? Like, kind of, hey, that's how Reed, one of Reed's secret sauce things is Spagnuolo. They keep turning over picks, and other than Chris Jones, they churn through guys and they continue to have good defenses. Mike didn't have that, man. They did not perform like that. Their defense became in many ways their Achilles heel, and I think that really in that time period is what specifically reflects poorly on them. That's supposed to be that's your area. Like, you're the force multiplier for a young, inexpensive defense. You're the coach who knows the scheme and gets the most out of them, and it didn't happen.
The ultimate test for Tomlin, or like the way that he could have, a couple things could have happened. He could have proved, or could still, I guess, prove, he's still coaching, that he's more than just a Roethlisberger creation if he is able to go out and find another quarterback on his own and develop a guy on his own, or he goes to another team that has one and he wins big again.
I still think the first part of that is way more not exonerating, he doesn't need to be exonerated of anything, but I think it does way more to burnish his legacy if he is part of the team that drafts the guy,
yeah,
identifies him. And then more to the point here, because I know we get in the fishbowl and we get kind of insane about it sometimes, let the guy actually play the position. If you drafted the guy and he's shown you enough to make you think he was the right pick, let him actually play quarterback in a way that doesn't have handcuffs on him at all times. That's his other problem. He had Fields, a guy, we said this already, he would have taken number one overall. The minute he got here, it was like, really? He's like that? Maybe not so much.
I think if you didn't know, like you said, fishbowl, I think if you were outside of Pittsburgh and you didn't know the inner workings of the Steelers or how the sausage got made, I think you could look at the job Tomlin has done the last few years and say he's actually done a good job. It's 10-7 with Russ and Wilson. It's 10-7 again the year before with Mason Rudolph having to take over. It's 9-8 with Kenny Pickett, and you're like, so he's won 9, 10, and 10 games, and he's done it without a franchise quarterback? Yes, but that ignores the issue, which is a big reason why they don't have the quarterback situation figured out is because of him. Because of who he drafted in the
I see good analysts on the national level who don't have maybe the local sources here, who don't. This is the part I can't accept. They don't want to accept that he's a huge part of it. Like, I think there's some not favors done him, but I think Mike's really good with the national media, and so they're loath to criticize him maybe on those grounds. This idea that still gets shuffled around and people give some credence to, that he just gets the draft picks from Omar Khan and Andy Weidel and says, okay, boys, thanks for drafting these players. Like, I had no hand in this. That is absurd. Because it's also, like, disrespectful to him at the national level if you choose to try to believe that, to give him, like, a break on these situations. So, wait, the 20-year tenured head coach just doesn't have any say in the draft room?
Yeah.
In almost suggesting that, what a slap in the face to him.
Yeah.
Any coach who's been anywhere for 20 years without having had a losing season should absolutely be part of the draft.
Here's Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. Good luck.
Right.
Yeah, give me a break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.